I have no idea why I forgot this, but I found it.
Well, I run the meeting until we choose a new chair, so...
Okay, go to it.
Oh, right, thank you. I will call the meeting to order, and we'll stand for the pledge of allegiance.
Of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and everybody is present. Since we have no public, I'm just going to get the public comments.
I don't have my glasses.
Thank you.
Has anybody reviewed the minutes?
I did. I make a motion to approve.
All right, all in favor?
I'll go for it.
I wasn't here for that.
But that's fine, you can still...
Okay, so I approve.
People always go, I wasn't at the meeting. Well, you can still look at the, you know, you can still say a thing. Okay, approval of the agenda, and I will suggest approval of the agenda, and we move number 4, the election of the new chair, up to before number 1, so that we can choose the chair, and then they can run the rest of the meeting. So if everybody is okay with that change, then I'll ask for a motion.
I make a motion to move number 4.
Okay. All in favor?
Goodness. Aye.
Okay. Just move number 4 on the agenda up to before number 1.
Okay.
So that we can choose a chair. So
let's do that.
Okay. All in favor? Aye. Okay. So we will elect a new chair. So do we have a motion for someone to be our new chair?
Yes, I make a motion that you nominate Tonya.
Okay, Tonya. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm in favor.
Okay, do I have a motion for a vice chair?
I make a motion to elect Paul to vice chair.
Okay, we have a motion for Paul as vice chair. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Congratulations. All right, Tonya, take it away.
All right, back to number one with a call to order on the pledge.
No. Look at your agenda.
Receiving that one.
Sorry. The call to order.
Under information item.
Number 4. Number 1.
Do we have, we've received a report from Metro regarding the activity?
They're not here,
so we move.
So then it's on to me.
And then number 2 of the report.
Yes. So, I talked to Jeff Sostrom from the CA group. Trying to think of it. About the road, and phase 1 is still going on, obviously. That's supposed to be complete in April. The phase 2 90% plans were submitted, and once they submit those plans, they wait for comments from all the reviewers. So they're waiting for all those comments to come back in, and then they will start working on that. The 100% plans... The 90%? Phase 1 is still underway, complete in April. Okay. Phase 2, they submitted the 90% plans.
Okay.
And they're waiting on the comments. Because they get sent out to a whole bunch of people to review. They're waiting for the comments to come back in.
Okay, question. Is the phase 2 the one that comes up and over the hill?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. The 100% plans, let me go through it and we'll do it. 100% plans should be, with all the comments made, they'll finish them up. That should be back to NDOT by the end of February. Construction on phase 2 should start. Sorry.
Okay, 100% plans to end up when?
By the end of February.
Okay. Are they going to have 1 and 2 going simultaneously?
No, I'm getting there. Construction on phase 2 should start after July. So you'll have part of the summer without construction. There'll be a gap between the end of phase 1, beginning of phase 2.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Phase 2, I wasn't here at those meetings. Did they come up here and talk to the people in Mountain Spring?
They did, and I'm going to have them come back again. So, he said May, June, and July, you shouldn't have any construction. And I talked to them about coming back up. So maybe either April or June, we'll have them come up with 100% plans.
The key.
And present. The CA group and MDOT. Have them come up, show you the plans, and then talk about the construction, what to expect, what it's going to be like, what the traffic controls are going to be, all that stuff.
So phase 2 is completely done and approved, that's all you're saying?
No, it's 90% done. The plans are 90% done.
You said it'll be finished in February, 100%?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so my question is, if it's 90%, when do they talk to us about it, or do they?
They've already been up and gotten input. They were up a few months ago.
And,
so now that last 10% is the nitty-gritty. The engineers look at it. The NHP probably looks at it. The post office looks at it. The fire department looks at it for the turnout.
Well, there's no time to make any changes on this.
Not at this point.
But the residents don't.
No. I mean, but they brought it up before they got to this point. 90%. And you gave your input.
90% of the residents, or the residents got 90%?
Since I wasn't at these meetings when this was taking place.
You'll have to read or listen to the audio.
Pardon?
You'll have to listen to the audio.
I can send you the plans. I have a PDF of the plans.
I think they would show them to me. Was there any major objections by anybody up here?
Yes, there were lots of major objections. They don't want it at all. that they don't want the lighting. They don't want, some people didn't want the raised median. Although, let me tell you, just driving up here tonight on the lower part, not up to phase one, but down low, as the lights are coming towards me, I thought, thank God there's a median there. So, that's as much as it. There was lots of objections.
Okay, are they going to do the outside? Are the street lights still?
Mm-hmm. Only at the places where it turns.
Okay.
Well, that's exactly where we are. We being all the residents are residents and interested.
Yeah, I understand, and I've been hearing about the lights for 4 years. I know you're concerned that you guys shared them with them, and I think they have. From what I saw in the plans, not these new plans, but at the time, is they're making them as shielded as much as possible, so they're not going out onto other property.
Okay.
So they're shining down to give motorists light, not the neighbors.
And the amber lights, because they stuck one down on Blue Diamond and Fort Apache there, or somewhere, and it's so bright.
Mm-hmm.
Solo light.
I don't know. And I don't work for that, so I don't know.
Do they have a location in Mountain Springs? Entering Mountain Springs? Or
yes.
Something?
Yeah. Yes, and some people were, it looked great. The design, the aesthetics are fantastic.
Okay. Silhouette animals.
The aesthetics are just incredible, and they're about the mining and the Spanish Trail history through this area. The sign coming in to Mountain Springs, we had some people that didn't want that at all. I really think that is going to help. Because you feel a different thing. So it's
a sense of reunity.
Yes. Because right now, you can drive through here, and even me, I didn't know there were so many houses up here. Right. But you also don't think, I'm driving through a community. I'll bet a lot of people drive through here and think no one lives here.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So,
what about the fencing?
That I have not seen the plans on, and I don't know what's been
they
done.
They are doing fencing?
The burrows are back.
We don't know yet.
I don't know. I didn't get
because I remember but that was my concern as they came up here to their horn about the fencing and trying to upsell it like it's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know what was with that, and that'll be part of what they come to share.
Okay.
So that's what I got from there.
So basically, they have a plan. We don't have the plan, and if we didn't like the plan, that's tough.
Well, they've been up, three times during the... And
with sections, but not with the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. The last time they had the whole thing.
They had the whole thing.
And they explained it. That was they didn't understand, Paul. They didn't know where the ingress and egress were and how it worked. And then how it worked, most of the objections... nullified.
And the fencing is still up in here?
I don't know.
Because it wouldn't serve any purpose to put fences up if they didn't do cattle guards on the
right. But you're right. I'm glad you said that. Some of the objections were turning radius and the way turns happen and the way people get in and out of their properties. And the plans were kind of confusing. I think transportation plans are always confusing. But there were some objections were put to rest once it was understood about that. And the other thing that I do know they have changed is they were concerned about long vehicles making turns and the turn radiuses, and I do know they implemented all those suggestions about the turn radiuses.
Oh, really?
So.
Have they got where children and animals can get across with less than 100% driving ability? In other words, if you get somebody who's on foot, a child who's running home because it's raining, is this kid going to get trapped by the barriers?
There isn't any barrier. It's just a 6-inch curb.
And they're not going to drop kids off on this side if they live over there. They'll drop them off
right,
on the
buses
other side.
Will be on both sides, and the mail will be on both sides.
Yeah.
Oh, the mail, yes.
So there'll be mailboxes for everybody on both sides.
You read the part about the addresses on the mail?
About the addresses?
Yeah, and they put the letter in
on the they want your 911 physical address.
Yeah, your street address, not your HCR.
So we don't
right, you were here. They want to know what side to put the mailbox on.
5 or 6
which
years
is your street
ago,
address? Your signed street address.
Metro came up.
Yep,
that's
it. Instead of the HCR.
911 addresses so that in the event that there was a medical or a police emergency, probably 75% of the people up here didn't want it. So,
I know, because I signed those addresses. I did addressing.
But anyway, it's mandatory now, so.
It is, yeah. And believe me.
If you want a mailbox, you got to have an address.
Well, if you want electricity, you have to have an address. I mean, an address is.
Well, and addresses are assigned the moment a building permit is pulled.
Right.
Not if whether or not there's a house with the plan we had permits pulled before we owned it, so it had a street address, mm-hmm. even though nothing was built on it.
Seems very nitpicky to require.
Well, the HDR address.
It seems nitpicky to have an address. Well,
to be
how?
Well, the HDR address.
Okay, I'll share a little information with you. We had a family that came in when I was doing addressing. They lived on a corner.
Yeah.
And their house was addressed on the side street, not on the front. And they had a child with a seizure disorder that almost died because ambulance could not find them. That's the importance of an address. An address is a key to so many things in your life. I mean, quite honestly. So I had, when people didn't want physical addresses, I signed them anyway because I heard all those stories and because that was my job. Mm-hmm. But you have to have a physical address because not everyone is Vershal or Abby that knows where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And in the event of a forest fire or something where people from town are coming out, absolutely you want to be able to be found. So.
I can't find you anymore.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and the addresses have nothing to do with NDOT.
Not that I have a choice.
Right.
Well, we called 911 when Jose had that, and then they were right there. But then they had that.
Right.
So 911 nowadays works.
Excuse me?
Because it didn't work for a couple of years ago.
Well, if you call the police 911, you're looking at about 30 minutes.
Well, and part of that was because we have enhanced 911, so that if you were to be having a heart attack or something and you pick up the phone and can't communicate, if you've called 911, it will pull up your address.
Yes.
So even if you can't communicate, they're still able to
come. Mm-hmm.
So that's why the address had to be assigned was for that enhanced 911. That doesn't work.
Did that when she was 3.
That doesn't work with good evidence.
The medical emergency is that vehicle outside.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready to move on to the next item?
Mm-hmm.
With planning and zoning, we don't have anything.
Oh, I didn't finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were.
sorry. The community directories, I'm going to be revising them to reflect the new elected officials, the new board, all the changes that have happened. So if you know someone that either didn't get included last time and wants to be included, or any changes, I'm going to send an email out in the next couple of weeks to everyone that I have your email address for and say, please give me any updates. And you guys gave me some last time, so I got those.
Okay.
And I think Abby gave me one, too. So, no, you gave me one. You gave me an update. So I'll be sending that out, and then I'll give it a couple of weeks for people to respond. I'm not going to go and pull teeth like I did last time.
They don't oppose. They don't want to be on.
I know. And, that's fine.
I've been pretty clear
that's
about
fine.
That.
But if I don't get an update, I'm just going to assume everything's good.
Yeah.
I can only do so much. So that doesn't happen.
Oh. All right. So moving on to planning and zoning, we have none. And on to item 7 for general business.
Number
5.
Five. Roman numeral 7, but number 5. Yes.
Oh, okay. Number 5. So we've elected, review, and approve the CAC meeting calendar.
Well, we want to change the time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
To what?
8 p.m.
What?
Seriously?
Yeah, don't you want to go on around 11?
I would like it 5:30 or 6.
Ooh. Hey, I'm all for that. You pass this man. So here's the calendar as it stands. It's
5:30, is that what everybody?
We're the only ones that come. I would say yes.
I won't because of how Caitlin is with her school.
O'clock.
I could
let's
do
6.
Six.
Okay.
Okay. So, and let's talk about the past 2 years, we have done every other month on the even months. We had to meet on this odd month because to get everything going for the year, for the 2 years. So we could continue every 2 months and do odd months this time, or we could start in February and then do even months, or we could do every month. It's your board. You guys decide.
Well, I make a motion. Well, can I make?
Absolutely.
I make a motion. It's every other month starting this month.
Okay.
No, we ought to do February because this plan that's coming up to us.
What?
Well, that it probably won't be ready till March.
I'd like to.
At the earliest. Okay.
But if there's an important item that we call, that was my next.
Oh, absolutely.
To it,
you could
that we add another meeting for something important.
I just
like
want to be here when the plan.
However,
the 100%.
Not that we can change it.
And you'd be notified. I'll give you plenty of notice. Okay. But the 100% won't be until February. So that I don't even think it'd happen by March. I'm thinking probably May.
Okay, but while we're trying to fit the every other month schedule into other parts of the organization, county government, that work on an every month basis.
Some work on every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like most other town boards are every 2 weeks. Board of County Commissioners is every 2 weeks.
I think that we, for the small amount of extra effort involved, that we should go back to one time per month, because it creates, if there is any kind of an issue, we'll be able to get the residents back in.
We could do that anyway. If there was an issue, we can have a special call.
Yeah.
And
for the last 2 years, we haven't had an issue.
No, and I would say we had a lot of cancellations, even every other month, with no quorum.
Right.
So,
but I wonder if that happened because of forgetfulness. So I wonder too. We'll have a couple of neighbors putting in for building permits this coming year. The one on Williams Ranch, and then next to me. So I don't know how much meeting requirement that'll need for us.
When it comes into planning, planning would contact me and say, hey, you guys aren't meeting till March, and they need a February date.
Okay, well,
then I'll call a special call.
Okay.
Consider that.
I'm good with that process.
If you start out with the concept of starting with every other month, you're starting with 6 meetings. But we've already eliminated one of the skipped ones because of getting organized in January.
What?
And you're talking about something else happening.
No, we're just going to stay with every odd month. So we won't.
January, March, May.
So we'll have January, and then, March, May, July, September, and November.
Right.
So, we have a motion and a vote. So let's have a motion.
Which is great, because I make a motion that it's every other month starting on the odd months.
Okay, at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.
March. Okay, I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and opposed?
I don't think that's well enough.
So you've got one opposed.
You opposed. Okay.
Yeah.
So your objections are duly noted.
Well, and
but if something comes up that you know about and nobody else, contact me, contact Carol, and we'll have a special phone.
Yeah, that's good, David.
I'm usually last
time. Oh, you're the one that didn't even know we had a meeting tonight.
Yeah, mister. Right.
And you're the one to get the hard copy.
I know.
Right.
So, and you know what? If things start getting crazy and we have building permits every month and everything,
then we
can change the calendar at any time.
Okay,
anytime
that's the other
one.
We can change the calendar at any time.
Okay.
The public has no problem with that, right? Hmm? The public has no problem.
No problem.
Thank you, public. John Q.
John Q.
Our one public member. You got anything?
A loyal member.
Okay.
So.
We're moving along
to the bylaws, item number 6.
Okay, so I'm going to hand these out to you guys.
Number
I emailed them.
Uh-huh.
Here's the one. And I'm sorry I didn't speak to them. Oh, they're 2 pages of them?
It's, I can reach
you. Oh, copies.
Is this the bylaws?
Yes.
These are the bylaws, and since you were last with us, Paul, they have been standardized, so all California, essentially their bylaws are the same, just for consistency, and there were some things that some towns were doing that were not exactly kosher. So we had to standardize and keep everybody on the right track. So please review them. I don't think there's any surprises in here.
There's a couple of errors that, or corrections that we...
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Then please, next month, or email.
Okay.
Or if you see them right now, go ahead.
But we think that these don't need a motion tonight.
Not tonight. They're just I'm handing out. So next month we will...
Okay, question on the bylaws. And because we only have three here, I know I ran this by you before. Maybe there's all kinds of open meeting laws and stuff you got to change. But we really should have an alternate in the event that one of us can't show up.
I know, and we just can't do that.
Can't do that?
It's a great idea,
it's a great idea.
I agree. But it's not built into NRS, into the state.
Okay, got it.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. But
there's one. I mean, I'm the vice chair, but I'm never going to be able to be a vice chair because if one of you don't show up, we don't have a quorum.
No, we do.
We do. Two out of three.
Two out of three.
No.
Two out of three.
Yeah.
If you have five,
then we need
three. I stand corrected. All right. Then I might even be able to be a vice chair someday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So anyway, just review the bylaws. They're essentially the same as what you've seen.
Two out of three. Okay, I thought it was.
Well, we could create a new position called the assistant vice chair.
Oh, yes.
So if we have two out of three, and you say yes, and I say no.
Oh yes.
We could also create a new position of assistant vice chair.
So, and if we come up with more people that want to serve, we are always open to adding them. We can add them in another.
During the year?
Oh, yeah. We can add them.
That's nice to know.
But they got to do that indoctrination thing, though.
That's all videotaped, so they'll have to watch the video.
And then they have to live. See, I had somebody else, but they're one of the ones who will build it.
Right, and they have to be a resident. That's the thing. That's the limitation. And just think about it. You wouldn't want people that don't live here making decisions.
But it can't be four. It has to be five.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's my question.
It doesn't have to be three. Well, yes, it does. Sorry. NRS says three or five.
Oh, okay.
So, and four just gets complicated. I had that in Good Springs for a while because one of our members passed away. Oh. And we've gone on some. Do you see that? Did you get us on US? Anyway.
I know. We're supposed to turn
it might have happened before.
This is important.
Celine Dion.
And if so, then I didn't know where I was.
Where's that one I wanted to talk about here?
Probably didn't mind.
I can't remember what number it is now, but the
this point of you picking hair stuff like that.
Okay.
The point of if you need anything on the agenda, it needs to be by to me. You can't put it on at the last minute. You can put it on
3 or 5 days before.
By noon, Tuesday, before the meeting. So that's.
Oh, just the day before.
Eight days.
Okay.
A Tuesday by noon.
Days a week.
Okay, it's one of those numbers, but. And if otherwise, it goes on public comment.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. But if it's on public comment,
non-planning, you can't make a motion. For inclusion on the agenda must be submitted to the secretary at least 8 calendar days prior to the scheduled meeting.
Yeah, but that's at noon.
Does anyone know where the Mountain Crest Community Center
is?
Yeah, I found those errors. Yeah. When they were standardizing them, there's 19 town boards in Clark County, so I've done it myself.
That'll be correct.
Trying to standardize.
How many are you representing?
Six. I have a third of Clark County. But that doesn't include because Coal Creek, Trap Canyon, and Sloan do not have town boards. So I have 9 communities.
And
Coal Creek doesn't as big as they are.
And if you count Calico Basin, I don't have 10. So I know it's a lot.
So you still meet when they have the.
We don't meet, but I'm just saying when something goes on there, we still meet.
Is there an action for the bylaws? Do we have to?
Not this time. Next time. Next month we'll ratify them. After you guys have reviewed them. And
can we change them? read your letter?
That's up in the air. I can't imagine you're going to find anything you want to change. Quite honestly, if you find something you really feel you need to change, let me know, and I'll talk to the DA. They're pretty boilerplate.
So we do all the for March month.
Yes, for March month. Okay. So, if there's something you feel strongly about, let me know, and we'll pursue it. But this, the things that we changed recently, where we got rid of committees because people were meeting about important town issues outside of the meeting, and either not following the rules of reporting and everything, or having people on those committees with no one from the town board on them. I mean, it was very, and those are things that should be discussed at these committees. There should be another committee. We should be not discussing them. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, review it seriously. If there's something you feel strongly about,
let me know. Okay.
So, moving along to item 8, with comments from the general public.
No comment.
I just to bring me up to speed since I haven't been here and participating and stuff. Was there anything brought up again this year about the trapping and the dogs and stuff like that? Nothing like that. So no one's had any problems with that so far? I haven't.
I cover here and Mount Charleston, and we have not had any problems. Oh, wait. We had someone's dog get caught down in Sandy Valley with a trap, but it was really annoying me. But I'm trying to think if there was a problem in Mount Charleston. I don't believe there was. They did change some of the trapping rules.
Yeah, no, they...
But no, I have not had any problems reported to me.
Has there been any problems with the bar down here? Over?
Nothing.
Not since I started. In 4.5 years, I have not had any problems with the bar. So let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
And that's all I want to
mention that the burrows are back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the burrows are back.
Along both up here, there was a deer coming out of my area earlier this week. I've forgotten what day is. As you can tell, I forget.
There's a bighorn sheep that got killed last week.
Oh.
Just in the narrows down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've been having burrows down by Good Springs, which is very unusual.
Really?
Very, very unusual. Yeah. It's weird to see burrows down there. But yeah, about a group of five ones. They look like old men. They're very... They look like old heroes, maybe a little beat up, you know.
Well, those are the ones, they're like crossbred for the donkeys.
Between the burros, the deer, and the mountain sheep that are protected, supposedly, we really need to have a better signage on this new highway stuff.
I think that's part of that with the plan, is there will be more signage about the wildlife.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is there any possibility that they're actually... That they're going to protect them other than build the fence all the way through?
I don't know. Those are questions I'll have to ask them when they come. But I do know that the wildlife signs are put up as a result of accidents. It's in response to situations. So they put them up just to let you know that they might be in the area. They put them up when there's been accidents.
It's like a signal to the town.
We also have elk that come down this time of year, too.
Oh,
is that right in my backyard? Do you know what elk calls sound like?
No, I know it's like supposed to be a bugling sound.
It's bugle sounds, but they sound like they're screaming.
Yeah. They do sound weird, right?
Yeah, it's a bugle.
I heard
like
that.
They call it bugling, but it's more like a scream.
It's not chilling. It's
I googled it because I heard that
one
day.
Also, I'll google
it.
Right.
I know we have a street up in Cold Creek.
Yeah, I heard that.
I know the
weird.
Dog named it.
Yeah.
It's the dog's going after
you. What? Yeah.
And once those things start, my dog's like, oh, crazy.
Okay, so are we ready to pick up the next meeting date for February?
We'll change that.
March. Will be March.
March 15th.
It is the same date, 15th?
March 15th.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird
depending on the number.
Post it in bright pink, all the meetings at the different locations.
6 p.m., yes.
Yeah.
Good for you on that. All right.
I'm good.
So meeting is adjourned.
Bang, bang. Congratulations on being